purpose or intent of the report was really simply to evaluate where agencies were or currently are in their overall cloud strategy and evaluate the ones that are early adopters, specifically with any challenges or barriers they've had to implementation, and really to focus on their key concerns that will allow us to position how we can help our government clients going forward.
And what were some of your key findings?
Sure. There are a number of themes that were pretty consistent in terms of the evidence that we collected. The first area that we were very focused on is just how many agencies had actually implemented cloud or cloud-based applications or any platform or infrastructure. And we accounted for about 23% of the agencies that participated in the survey have actually implemented cloud, and about 35% are planning to implement. A couple other key areas that I think were interesting and noteworthy is the emphasis on private clouds versus public clouds, and where agencies are that have already adopted some cloud strategy, about 58% of the agencies are already using a private cloud or in-house cloud versus approximately 64% of those who are planning to implement cloud plan to use private or in-house clouds versus using an outsourced cloud model.
I always inevitably come back to the security question. It says 89%.
Sure.
Say data protection privacy is their top issue. Can you break down those numbers a little bit for me?
Sure. Based, again, on the survey, about 80% of the participants came back and actually responded with they believe that encryption in the cloud is a key area that needs to be addressed. And approximately 70% of them have come back and required the data segmentation for the actual data in the cloud itself is a key concern as well.
So I see here, in terms of where agencies are now, where agencies are now in terms of implementing cloud, you've got a slide here that says proceeding with caution. So I guess that ties into a little bit of the security question, if you want to expand on
sure.
what you found with that with that question and that information.
Well, in terms of proceeding with caution, agencies that, and a number of CIOs and CISOs that I've spoken to personally are still moving forward based on the mandates coming from OMB with their implementation of cloud strategies. However, the concerns are still centered mostly around security, and it still comes back to the data itself, protection of that data, and they're fairly conservative in terms of their implementation approach to date, and therefore they're really relying on building private clouds, building it inside their own infrastructure. So those are kind of still the key concerns. It really has to do with the data itself and where it resides.
So sure. A lot of agencies say they feel safer in these private clouds rather than public clouds. But according to your survey, almost half who have implemented cloud don't know if they've experienced a breach or an attempted breach. Is this a cause for concern? Should we be really worried about this statistic?
We should. And again, this speaks to the desired end state, which is a clear set of standards to address how to adopt and deploy and implement a secure cloud, which obviously leads to the next question, which I suspect will be around FedRAMP.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how does FedRAMP play into this? What's going on with NIST, if you want to expand on that?
Sure. So FedRAMP, as I think you know, is really designed to unify kind of cloud computing security standards across the U.S. government. There's obviously the initiative is being managed by the folks up at NIST, a gentleman named Peter Mell, and he's got a big task in front of him. We believe that overall this attempt to standardize kind of the security model around cloud computing will take some time to evolve. And the biggest challenge we see with it, quite honestly, is not necessarily the adoptance of the standard. It's how quickly the industry, both the people, the process, and the technology are moving versus how quickly standards can be adopted. So the biggest challenge to the standard, I believe, will be just we're moving much faster than what standards typically have been able to get out and unified to the point where everyone truly does adopt them.
What other barriers, perceived or real, are agencies facing at this point as they're looking at cloud adoption?
My sense is at this point, it's going to come down to specifically expertise on the government agency side in terms of developing technology strategy to deploy these private clouds. So we're crossing into somewhat uncharted territory where agencies are building with their own resources and infrastructure these private clouds without necessarily a lot of strict guidance to any security standards because they don't quite exist yet. So in their rush to move towards a cloud model and derive the benefits that cloud provides in terms of efficiencies, economies of scale, et cetera, security often is still one of those scenarios where it's not baked in automatically in the rush to actually get to the point where they want to deploy.
And finally, in terms of the what's next aspect of this, I believe you guys did talk to some agencies that have already that are already implementing or have started to implement cloud computing. What did they tell you? What did you find out from them?
Well, it's interesting in that outside of the survey first, I personally have been in contact, as I mentioned, with a number of CIOs and CISOs. And on the federal side, there's a little over a dozen or so agencies that have fairly mature programs where they've actually stood up applications, some of which are service-to-citizen applications, majority of which are still internal applications. So the notion of cloud computing is really catching on. So we're starting to see a number of agencies really jump towards that. I think in terms of what's next is they really need a cloud security strategy and a set of guidance from the authoritative sources to help them ensure that as they move forward with the guidelines that have been laid out by the federal budget planning process, and I'm sure you're aware by September 2011, they all have to have any major IT investment acquisition has to provide an alternative analysis of a cloud strategy, right? So in terms of being able to support the mandates coming from OMB, I think the thing that we need the most is clear guidance around standards and some assurance around what the, let's just call it the minimum security standards and criteria for both the industry partners as well as the government itself, and specifically around data encryption, what the certification accreditation process is really going to be like, what it means for one agency to approve a certain cloud provider, can another one truly adopt that particular vendor, and then this notion of data segmentation for cloud solutions, whether it's public or private.